Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm so glad you joined us today. God is just on the throne, and he's wanting us to join him. Every one of you listening, and I pray that you are born again in every way. You have accepted Jesus not only as your Savior to keep you out of hell, but to make him Lord of your life. Every moment of every day. Oh, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know there isn't a moment of your day left to chance. Each moment has been set into motion by God. Yes, even what we eat has been by God for the blessing of your good and his glory. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And Kimberly, you are with us one more day.
Two more days.
I have a feeling. Well, one more Thursday, and I have a feeling we're going to see you depart pretty soon.
Well, I don't know why you have that feeling, because I haven't been talking about that yet.
Well, I know. Got a little hint from a little friend that you have, that you are still going to be here for our Thursday night Bible study,
but you're
going to be leaving soon. So,
oh, you think so?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huh.
This morning,
well,
when I talked to your friend when we were there.
Well, I have it in my heart to stay until we know the new computer and the new Windows 11 and the new website and everything that needs. I have it in my heart to stay. So if that's another week or two, that's what's on my heart.
Well, and I have been writing down, friends, I'm the kind of person that when there are various steps to getting into a situation, like it used to be the radio shows, I would just click on, and Rachel would put in the radio shows on and MP3, and I'd just do a title and off we would go. I would be out of there. This new program, you're doing 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps to get into the radio shows. And so I'm having to write it down on my little yellow pad, as I did receipts the first time, Kimberly, you showed me how to do receipts.
Right.
And I'm still every once in a while going to those certain steps. And so we're learning, and it's improving day by day by day. And pretty soon we're going to have a complete website, and that's freedomstreet.org. You can get there and look at it, and under resources you will see radio shows, and I'm just now learning how to do that. So it's slow, but it's progress, and I'm so glad you're patient and understanding in this new website. I didn't think, it is quite complicated, but when you go online, you won't see it as complicated as we behind the scenes have to get in there and record things on the website. So I hope that it will be simple for you and will simplify your day as you listen. If you have any questions, you can email us at Barbara Carmack, Carmack, at freedomstreet.org.
You don't have to have the Carmack on there. It can be Barbara at freedomstreet.org or Kimberly at freedomstreet.org.
So Chris did that for me. He just made it a little bit less complicated for you who want to email. Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. So Barbara at freedomstreet.org or Kimberly at freedomstreet.org.
There's another one you will see on the website. It's just hello@freedomstreet.org, and that will get to us also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So many new things. It's like Christmas in July.
It's fun. We're having a good time.
Oh, it really is. It's after you get through the initial shock. of something new. And all of us have been through that. Remember the first time when your dad or mom, probably at Christmas time, got you a new bicycle and you thought, how am I going to do this? I was only 5 or 6 years old when dad says, I want you to come out. We're going to go down Grandpa's Lane and you're going to learn how to ride your bike. Oh,
were you scared?
No. Yes, I was. Well, when I knew dad was holding on, but then you feel a pressure going off and you're just flying down that lane, and I'm going, I look back real quick, and there was dad standing there with his hands on his hips, smiling. So I knew, shock, I was on my own.
Yeah.
And so those times come in all levels of our lives.
You know, I have a similar memory because my dad did the same thing for me, and we were going down 12th Avenue. That's where I had my first bike. So I had to be about 6 years old, and the thing is, I caught on, and he did the same thing, was just smiling. Actually, he kept running, though. He was running but not touching the bike.
Oh.
So he was running behind, you know, and not touching the bike.
Yeah.
But then I realized, I am doing this on my own. And then I was out there by myself with some friends, and I thought, I am so good at this. And we were racing. You might remember the crash and how bloody I was.
That was a big crash. Oh, it was.
Yeah. But I think that's a really good spiritual lesson because our Heavenly Father shows us a way in life. Mm-hmm. And when we choose to take that way on our own and we're like, I've got it. I can do this by myself.
Mm-hmm.
The independence is what just, I don't know, that's a big one. That's a tricky one.
Really,
we
is.
Think we're supposed to be independent in this world, but we're not. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to remain dependent on Father God.
That's right.
And what he has done is created a relationship where we stay in communication. Now, if we will choose to stay in communication all the time, then we've got his peace. Mm-hmm. We've got his joy. We've got his comfort. It doesn't mean that everything in life is perfect. We will still have trials and tribulations. We will still experience loss and death and even pain in our bodies. We will experience these things.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But we have peace that overcomes, and we have joy that overrides and surpasses those circumstances when we stay in communion, in fellowship, in communication with him.
Mm-hmm. You told me of an incident. What did you and your father, John, my husband, were you out in California when you were attending your grandma's funeral?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go out together?
And then, my grandfather's funeral.
Grandfather, okay. And then but you did go out for your grandmother too. Grandmother
I did,
Wells,
but
alone.
Right.
But when you went to your grandpa's funeral, you had to. There were two cars involved. And so your dad and, folks, if you've ever been out in California, it's not just 3 or 4 lanes.
We're talking about
six or
Los Angeles, California.
Yes,
there are probably other areas that are not as hard to navigate, but wow.
8 lanes, you know.
Los Angeles is really difficult.
I know. And you were only...
I was 15.
15, okay. Not even a driver's license. So,
I did not have my driver's license.
And your
license.
Father, he was so trusting of you.
Yes.
And he said, I want you to take the other car and drive the other car, follow behind me, and we'll get to our destination.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you talking about it and the shock, just the shock.
Oh, at first I was like, okay, this will be great. But then he leads me right onto
Harbor Freeway.
This massive freeway with 6 lanes going one direction, going the other direction. It was just giant. And everyone is in such a hurry, and they're in a hurry in a way where they're not going to let you in either. So they don't create space between the cars. And when he got up on that highway, I had some not good thoughts.
Towards your dad?
Well, I was seriously just thinking, what the hell was he thinking?
Oh, no.
I am only 15 years old, excuse my language, that is literally what I was thinking. And then as I was losing him, and then it forced me to really be aggressive, and I'd catch back up and I'd find him again, and I'd be aggressive to get behind him. After a while, I realized, wow, He trusts me with this.
That's right. He trusts you.
That was the big thing. Mm-hmm. Realizing, oh my goodness, he's trusting me to walk this out, to drive this out. And yes, if we look at our Heavenly Father, he yes. puts us in circumstances in life. And sometimes those circumstances fall apart, crumble. It's uncomfortable. We find ourselves in a place that we were not expecting. But we can look and say, wow, yes. he trusts
oh,
me with
thank
this.
You, Lord. Yes. And like the time you went with your dad, again, in the truck, you're going up to Scottsbluff, Nebraska to pick up a grand piano. I'm so glad it was empty at the point. And you, for some reason, you
we
two,
were in a big box truck.
When you two get together, I mean, it's just a party. We're having a party. And you were doing something.
He and I were both like Tigger. There were others in the family that were like Rabbit like Piglet, who was much afraid, or but he and I, we were Tiggers, and boy, yes
and
you could count on us to be bouncing around. And
for some reason you were doing something and the truck went into the burrow pit, rolled over on its side.
Yes.
And praise God you were okay. You crawled out of the cab. Mm-hmm. How did you get that truck upright? You
just, somebody came along. It was a tow truck that came along and pulled
praise
it back
the Lord.
Up.
And so they went on to Scott's Bluff and came back to Greeley and told me, gave me the report.
Well, we had to go to Scott's Bluff to pick up a really beautiful grand piano.
Yes.
So it's a good thing that piano, was not in there. I'm glad that accident happened on the way there.
I told you when you got back, I said, I'm never letting you two go anywhere alone again.
Yeah. So then what did we do? Then you put us in separate cars and we'd race each other all over town.
Oh, so much fun. Yeah. Such great memories.
And so the thing about that accident, what I love remembering is that I was the one behind the steering wheel and it was my fault. I was not very familiar with that kind of steering. I was used to a steering that was very, it responded quickly, mm-hmm. And this one did not. This was an older truck,
yes.
and it didn't respond real quickly. And so when I got over in that dirt, I overcorrected, and that's what tipped it over. Mm. And I knew that it was my fault, but wow, what I love is that, again, Father was trusting me.
That's right.
And he was right there. Yes. His hand was helping me up and out.
Yes.
And that's a good memory for me now.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's beautiful. And our talking about memory, our memory verse this week has been Psalm 42, verse 8. And in the New Living Translation, it says, through each day, remember this, friend, through each day the Lord pours his unfailing, unconditional love for you. Mm-hmm. And through each night, you sing his songs, praying to God who gives you life. And in the Passion Translation, Psalm 42:8 says, yes, all day long, God's promises of love pour over me. Through the night, I sing his songs, for my prayer to God has become my life. Psalm 42 is chock full of longing and desiring to be close to God. And I chose this song today by John, Kimberly's father. And I didn't know we were going to talk about him early on, but I want Rachel to play this song because it is Psalm 42. And in this psalm, John goes on to say, when I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart and my soul becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. Guess what, friend? We were born to worship him. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. Here's John.
To you alone may my spirit
Listening to my dad sing. I don't get to hear that often enough, and I just love the way that his voice carries the love of God, the peace of God. He was such a peaceful person, and I think that's why all my memories, even of accidents, are good memories now. Mm-hmm. with my dad just showing me that kind of peace and that kind of love. Psalm 42 really tells us that what we're truly longing for is not a path. It's not a job. It's not a routine. It's not even a relationship with human beings. Psalm 42 is telling us that what we really long for is a relationship with the one who made us for himself.
Yes.
The creator of this universe, right. Our Heavenly Father. and Jesus Christ, his Son, and his Holy Spirit in us. That's what we're craving, is that relationship. And this psalm more than once talks about the day and the night, and day and night my tears keep falling and heart keeps crying out for your help. I just need you. I need you in my life.
Yes.
And even the memory verse that you're talking about, all day long, God's promises of love pour over me and through the night. And that might be our dark times. Mm-hmm. I can sing his songs. And I do. I sing his songs. For my prayer to God has become my life. My communication with God has become my life.
Mm-hmm.
Being in communion with him is my purpose.
Yes.
So in the good times and the bad times, we have relationship with someone who is so much more than who we think he is. So much more. We were talking about Romans 4 and 5 and 6 this week together, and I think maybe we've only talked about Romans 5 on the air. I love this chapter because, to me, it's the much more chapter. It's talking about God, and when it tells of his glory, it says, that's not all, there's more. And Christ's love and God's passionate love that's proved for us through Christ dying on the cross. And there's still much more to say. Yes, that God fully reconciled us to himself through the death of his Son. And something greater than friendship is now ours.
That's right.
I'm in awe of that. You know, everything that he has done, there's still so much more. And we need to remember that this relationship that we're being invited into is so much more than just going to church.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more than having your daily readings and your daily routine of being in prayer. It is a constant conversation, a constant prayer of the heart that's rising up and looking for direction and for guidance. You had read something at the top of the hour, and it caused me to think of all the little things, the little ways.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember what you said?
Yeah, there isn't a moment of your day left to chance.
Yes.
Each one has been set into motion by God for the blessing of your good and his glory. And I could add, for others.
Yes.
And for others. Yes.
And so that moment today, we were having brunch together, and that moment when I thought I was going to be pulling a $20 bill out of my pocket, because that's what I reached for. And I went right to that place, that pocket that I had left it. And what I ended up pulling out was much more. Here we are in the much more chapter. It was much more. And I looked at that, and in my human tendency, in that moment, see that moment, those small moments, I could have thought, oh, that was a mistake. I didn't mean to pull that out.
Mm-hmm.
But I always sit with that and I think to myself, well, really, Lord, did you intend for her to have much more today?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to think of that as a mistake as much as I want to be guided in every small moment by you.
Yes.
And I love the obedience of, I know that if I had not given her the much more, when I was walking away, I would have regretted, because it's obedience in those places where we think it might have been a mistake. It's when we yield to that and say, well, maybe that wasn't a mistake at all.
That's right.
Maybe this is exactly what you needed her to have.
Mm-hmm.
And she really did respond with, she flushed.
Well, I think of course.
Mm-hmm. She may have been even trying not to cry.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And so being able to plant a seed, when I pulled it up for her and I said, I've been praying over this. It's been in my pocket for a long time. And she just gratefully received it, but with a wow kind of, mm-hmm. Thank you for this. Thank you so much for this.
And most of us, I can say most of us, maybe all of us, look at our giving into the kingdom of God in a limitation kind of thing.
Right.
I've got to have enough for the end of the month. I've got to pay mm-hmm. all my bills.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing we need to think about is maybe what you did today.
Just obedience.
Absolutely.
Yielding up what you might not have yielded.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I may not have thought of that as a tip. You know, I may not have considered that, but here it was in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to surrender to that and yield to that is such a beautiful way to live. I trust that the Lord is going to continue to give seed to the sower.
Yes.
So if you're listening today and you're worried about what's going out of your hands and being scattered into the Lord's world, don't worry. He's got so much more.
That's
and
right.
He will put it in your hands when he trusts you to be a seed sower. He will give you more seed.
Yes,
so that you
will.
Can sow more seed. And I hope that I have spoken well of my husband, Matthew, because it may look, or to me, it might look like he doesn't want to spend time with me in my perspective. But this is the very place where I have learned to be formed in the character of love, mm-hmm. in patient endurance, in kindness and gentleness, and God's understanding of us. I've been formed into that. And it brings so much hope and so much faith to me. And the Lord himself has been the one to bless Matthew's business.
Yes.
And Matthew has a heart of generosity. You know, where he may not have time to spend with me, he wants to be generous. And he continues to give and give
to
me.
He does.
Which goes then to others.
Yes, amen. In 2 Corinthians 9, and so many of you know that, when you give
a gift,
and when you give it cheerfully, that's the word, he who sows sparingly, if you give sparingly, if you give the dollar when God is telling you to give the 20, the 50, the 100, when you sow sparingly, you shall reap it sparingly. And when you sow abundantly mm-hmm. beyond what you thought you should, God's going to pour it on, friend. He's going to multiply. Just have the faith and believe that he's got surprises for you and that it's just abundant and overflowing, just like his love is in Psalm 42, verse 8. His love just pours over you day after day.
Mm, such a good word. That's a great way to end the program today.
It is. Wow, this half hour went so quickly. But we will be back tomorrow, the Lord willing, and we're going to give you more of his abundant love, which just keeps flowing over and over. Oh, I appreciate so much you walking into that abundant love that he has for you. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.